wait till I walk in.
Don't stop.
You're listening to Spot On with Yemma Baby, only on world famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is for the ladies. We got room keys.
Yeah, shorty, let me hit you with no delay and watch me do it again. I know shorty was with it the way she threw out her friends. I turned around and then gave a pound to all of my men. And peep my mommy sinister watching me with a grin. You know it's funny the way my shorty was playing kinda hard. The way she looking mommy itching to give it good to the God. She hit me off in the crib and hit me off in the yard. Her mind right, keeping it live with the half these other bras. I'm f***ing with you.
I know that I made your way.
Yeah.
My thighs. I wanted you to play the game
because I knew.
Come on, let me give it to you.
But the game is over,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
All you need to fantasize.
Cussing that I'm letting go.
So come before to let
you
yeah. I won't even hesitate.
Come on,
no, baby, not this time.
Give it to me,
I'm
ma.
I'm gonna give you all my
come
love.
On. Yeah.
Take your time. Ain't no need to rush,
yeah.
Baby.
Cause we got all night.
Let's give it to him.
I just wanna scream your
come
name.
On.
Make you wanna scream.
Yeah. Holler at me,
I tried to fight the feeling,
come
baby.
On.
Boy, you got
yeah.
Me hypnotized.
But I can't help that I've been feeling lately.
I think about you all the time.
Tonight I'm gonna get
come
aggressive,
on.
Baby.
Don't you dare put up a fight.
Tonight I'm gonna put it on you,
sit
baby.
Back, relax, enjoy the ride. It's the
remix. Remix.
Yeah.
DJ's playing.
Yeah.
Busta, Busta,
Busta, Busta.
Let it flow, ma.
And Selena.
Let it go, ma. Come on.
Remix.
Remix. Yeah.
DJ's playing.
Yeah. Selena Johnson.
Lieutenant. Like this, flip mode, check it out.
Baby, shit, come on.
Take them clothes off, leave your boots on.
Yeah.
Get you in the mood, throw them slow grooves on. Spread you on the futon like great poupon. 8 inch, 9 inch, maybe I'm too long.
Okay, well just let me get my get right on. Watch shorty how she dipping her Vicky draws. Hot shorty when she's dripping, her lips is on. My neck, my back, and her grip is strong.
Talking naughty ass nigga that my kicks is on. Me and shorty wildin' out like dirty flicks is on. Late night, Mr. Steve, master mix is on. Bonin' on the same table that the bricks was on.
Word is bomb, baby, we can continue to get it on. The way we slap his skin, we can make a beat to a song. And let me play the guitar with the string of your thumb. The way you throw in the back, knowing you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong.
Yeah, welcome back to Spot On. Yeah, my baby right here. You're tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. It's been a while, sure boy. It's good to be back in the studio. I know y'all missed me because I missed you too. And, you know, I'm just glad to be back. And do join me today because there is just a lot to talk about. First and foremost, you know, the Hurricane Sandy that is happening in New York right now. Sad, but at least I know the president is on top of things. Right now, the president's in New York right now. He went to Atlantic check out or to comfort the victims that has, you know, have been affected. And it's good. You know, we love when the president or the chief, the commander in chief is on top of things. That means business is being handled. So, you know, just condolences from the studio, just wishing all those folks, you know, wish them a speedy recovery for all those family affected. You know, God be with y'all for those who believe in God. And yeah, so anyways, besides that, it's good that we have technology. You know, the technology that we have today makes us, you know, in touch with everybody else out there, makes us communicate, makes us do a lot of things. And, you know, it's technology. That's the reason why you can hear me right now. You can hear me right now because of technological inventions, right? So technology is a good thing. And we all, you know, personally, I love my phone so much because without my phone, then I don't know how my life would be. You know, my life would suck without my phone. And same goes, you know, without my iPod, you know, without all these things, life can never be the same. Anyways, the reason why I'm talking about technology is because technology is such a great thing. And, you know, there's a study that was done just the other day, and the study actually found out that a lot of teenagers who have smartphones hear this, like, you know, this is big. This is going to blow your mind if you haven't checked this out. If you haven't read this, this is going to blow your mind. So the study actually says that teenagers with smartphones are 2 times more likely to have sex than the average teenager with just, you know, the average phone. So this is very interesting because the study actually surveyed more than 2,000 high school kids, and it found out that 17% of these high school kids have either been approached to have sex online, because, you know, when you have a smartphone, that means that you have internet available 24/7 on your hands, so you can do whatever you want, you know, and, you know, nobody's going to check whatever you're doing with your phone, you know, not your folks, not your teachers, not your friends, because you can basically go anywhere and you can access internet. So this is actually very interesting because these kids are 2 times more likely to have sex than just the average normal teenager out there. So, folks, you know, stuff to think about, because I know all those folks with smartphones out there are just flattened left, right, and center. You know, are you one of those kids? Are you, I don't know. Anyways, I know I'm not one of them. And I know, dude, I know I don't do that. Anyways, that's just, you know, to start the show on a lighter note, you know, something to cheer you up. I know y'all good guys out there. I know y'all don't engage in some dangerous activities. But if you do, I know you protect yourselves at all times, right? Anyways, you're listening to Spot On, radiodominican.edu. That is if you're tuning in right now. I got actually a lot of stuff to talk to you about today, and you can always, you know, like always, you can let me know your thoughts on my Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/spoton12. Do let me know what you think, and, you know, I can share your thoughts. And, you know, that's what the show is all about. It's all about you hear, you know, me sharing what I feel like or what's happening out there, and you telling me what you think. You know what I'm saying? So I really, really appreciate your feedback, like always. Anyways, you know, don't bounce. Right back at you, okay?
Yeah, bring your ass on in here. I got something for you. Busted, it's 2 damn o'clock in the morning. Where you been?
Baby, didn't you get my two-way? I was with my girlfriend.
You a lie. I called Keisha and Tanya, and they were both at home.
But I didn't say them, though.
But they're the only friends I know. Girl, you better
wait.
true.
Talk to me.
I was with my girl when she got some bad news.
Hey.
A man cheated, had her upset and confused.
But baby, what's I got to do? What you coming in at two?
I'm telling you. Now she was so upset she asked me to stay with her.
Well, why didn't you ask? Just pick up the phone and call me.
I was gonna do that, but it slipped my mind. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, well, I got some for you. Tell me, what's her name?
Sharon.
Where does she live? Her man's name?
Billy.
She got kids?
I think one or two.
She got kids?
Baby, yes, no.
That's one thing I gotta know. How the hell is she your friend? If you don't know it, she got kids. Go upstairs.
Trust it.
Pack your bags.
Trust it.
While you at it,
trust it.
Call a cab. It's obvious.
Trust
you're
it.
Playing around.
Trust it.
Go upstairs and get your... out of here now.
Frank, please hear me out.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
I can explain everything.
Right now I want you out this house.
Baby, please, one more chance. Let me tell you where I've been.
Oh, quit wasting my time and say what's on your mind.
Me and some girlfriends, we went dancing. Me, Shaniqua, Shaquan, and Robin.
Well, if y'all were going shopping, why didn't you just check in?
I was, but then I thought my cellular was off.
Now earlier, you said dancing. But when I just asked, you said shopping. Tell me which one you were doing.
Oh, baby, I must be confused.
Yeah, right, you're real confused. Tell me where you've been.
Dancing.
Dancing where? The name of the club.
Kisses.
What time it is? While you at it,
trust it.
Call a cab. It's obvious.
Trust
you're
it.
Playing around.
Trust it.
Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Baby, I'm a victim of circumstances.
Whoa.
Why you don't believe me? I don't understand it.
Trying to slick a can of oil. Who you think you're fooling? Now get on out my face.
Baby,
or I catch another can.
Wait.
Go upstairs. Pack your bag.
But I don't want no.
While you at it,
trust it.
Call a cab.
A cab for what?
It's obvious.
Trust
you're
it.
Playing around.
No, I'm not.
Go upstairs and get your out of here now.
Innocent, 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 I'm missing.
No, you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty, you're guilty.
Hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Ow.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Go upstairs and get your out of here.
Welcome back to Spot On. You're tuning to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, your host. Like always, you know, we do it big and we go hard, right? Anyways, that song, Busted, R. Kelly, Mr. Biggs, just, you know, reminds me of this study that I saw yesterday. And the study was saying something about women who were married have lovers out there. Every woman who's literally married has some lover hiding somewhere. So, you know, things like this, you know, when studies like this, you know, when, you know what I'm saying, like they get you to thinking, you know, when they come out, you start thinking like, what if my wife be cheating on me out there? What will I do if I find her cheating on me? It's just something to think about. Like you should be prepared for anything because you can never take nothing for granted. Like you never know. You know, I'm not saying all women are cheating out there, but I'm just saying that some study was done and they found out that every woman that is married definitely has a lover out there. Now, I don't know about every woman, but I'm just saying that's just what I saw. That's just, you know, the study, the findings of the study. And I'm not hating on no women. I know women are lovely. Women are beautiful creatures and I love them all. So anyways, apart from that, there is this guy, you know, who was busted also. So this guy is the teacher of the year, actually the best teacher in California, the state of California. He's from San Diego and he's like a high school teacher. He's a ninth grade teacher. And he won the award earlier this year, the teacher of the year in the state of California. And he got recognized for his, you know, wonderful job. But the thing is, 2 years later, they found out that he's been having sex with a ninth grader for 2 years. So actually the mom or the parent of the girl came out publicly, and she said that the daughter actually revealed the affair to her. So when she did, she went public with these findings, and she let everybody know that the teacher of the year was, you know, not an adulterer, but what's the right word, was freaking out with a 16-year-old, because she was 16 at that time, and right now she's like 18. So I don't understand. Somebody's at the peak of their career, like everything is just picking up, you know, life is good, you're getting paid good money, but you're still having sex with a girl that is like a lot of years younger than you. You know, the guy is like 32 years old. So that means the young girl is what? 16 years junior. 16 years, he's junior. Folks, if you're thinking about doing this, this is a career. This is basically a career ending gesture. This is going to end your career, because right now he's been put on probation. He's been suspended indefinitely. And we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, things like this, everybody know that one way or the other, the school is going to start having this attitude, and he's going to be miserable at work. And at the end of the day, he's going to call it quits. So this is just, you know, a lesson for all the men out there. And I don't know what goes on in people's mind, because I know that I've been talking about this since way back, since we started this show. I've been talking about male teachers having sex with female students. It's not a wise thing to do. It should not be happening in our schools. And also this, you know, and vice versa. Female lecturers or female professors having sex with young boys on campus. It's not a wise thing to do. And if you're smart about it, you should just stay away from it. I know people out there, you know, maybe are thinking that, what if the student is making sexual advances? You know, what are you supposed to be doing? Well, the thing is, if a student is making sexual advances on y'all, run, nigga, run. You know what I mean? So if I was a teacher and then I have these students, you know, be like, yo, yeah, man, you know, I love you and all that. But, you know, I'm going to be like, yo, stop it. You know what I'm saying? This is that line that definitely lets me know that I should be running for my life, because I know at the end of the day, the society is bound to find out, and it's gonna, you know, life is gonna come crashing down on my ass, and I don't want that. So, lesson of the day, if you're somebody who's older, stop freaking with children, all right? Because it's a career ending gesture. And you know, right now everybody's struggling to find a job. You know, people are just, you know, it's we're going through financial difficulties right now. And the last thing you want is unemployment. You don't want to get sucked because of, you could not control your desires, your wild desires. You could not control them. You know, if you have wild desires, lock them up in your suitcase. You know, put padlock and then throw the keys away. That way your desires are not going to come out, or you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to have no control over them. Anyways, teacher of the year, that sucks. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, life, you know, they say life is, you know, it depends on how you treat it. So you should treat life good, you know. Anyways, another study. Oh, so today I'm only going to be talking about studies. Another study actually found out that women become good cooks at the age of 55. For all the women who are not 55 yet, they are now good cooks, because they cannot cook, or they cannot boil an egg until, you know, like perfectly boil an egg. They cannot rescue a meal when it's burning, and they cannot cook a roast. It's an interesting study again, and I think that I think that, you know, my mom is a good cook. Maybe it's because she's way past 55. Anyways, I'm just saying that women are good cooks at the age of 55. That's what the study is saying. That's not me saying. And actually, the research shows that by the time the women reach their mid-50s, then they can learn how to cater for parties of 12 and above. Now, if all my soccer all my soccer teammates come home, then, you know, my woman be knowing how to cook for all these players out, you know, like, it's going to be a fun day, because a lot of women these days, or, you know, you marry a younger woman and then you take a, you know, you bring your friends over and then they cannot cook for 12 or more people, which is kind of embarrassing, because I know way back in the day when we was young, you know, all the girl child could cook and they could make good meals. But I'm not saying that all women can't cook. I'm just saying that nowadays we don't have people making good food like I do. I know how to cook, so I make good food. So, for instance, if I have a girlfriend, I would want her to be better than me in cooking. I do not want to be the best cook in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we should be equally good. Like, she should be good, I should be good, and we should be all good, so that we should, you know, like, you know, we can have good food in the house. Anyways, if you're joining in right now, you're listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby right here, only at radio.dominican.edu. Like I say, you know, the show is all about, it's just about having fun. Let me know what you think. If you have a thought, share it on my Facebook, and I'm going to share it with the public. All right?
Where you at?
Where did you call? Where are you?
Brand new.
Without you, with every day that I opened my eyes and turned to my side, I smiled inside, cause the one who was there was you. And how do I focus and work? Every time my cell phone rings or pager beeps, I'm so nervous or anxious, but hoping the caller is you. And how am I supposed to kiss? Every night that I lay down my head in my bed, you ain't there with your arms wrapped around me, holding me all night through. And how could this be fair? When I give you all of my love, all my time, every time I could spin and still you could walk out the door to explore. Is that what this is about? That you will leave your own house? Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? Baby, tell me what's up with that? What does she have on me? What does she do that is so damn good that would make you give up all the love, all the trust, and the stuff that you built with me? Does she know my name? Did you ever tell her she was taking and breaking the bond that we strengthened through blood, sweat, and tears over years? Boy, you don't hear me. Then has she met your son? Or maybe your mother and father, your sister, two brothers, and all of your cousins, your uncle who love me and still call me? And how could this be? Tell me what's better than storming the weather and staying together with her when you love and have a history? How could you know too well? Is that what this is about? Another relationship. You will leave your own house. Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? Baby, tell me what's up. Is that what this is about? Oh. You leave your own home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby right here, only at radio.dominican.edu. Now, the song that I just played, relationships are good things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends, I have girlfriends, I have boyfriends that I spend time with. You know what I'm saying? For all those people out there who are couples, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a boyfriend, like, actually, you have a lover out there. It's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it takes away the stress. When you got a lot of homework, you can just go to your boyfriend or to your girlfriend. Or you can just chill and talk about stuff that happened or how you spent your day. It's a good thing. I love relationships. Now, they're good if everything is all good. You know, if you have somebody that you know that actually the future holds something nice for you too, you actually put in more work. And you spend a lot of time with each other because you know that you're destined for good things, for greatness. Now, there is this woman in Saudi Arabia. She fell in love with a man. And when she broke the news to the folks were like, oh, the guy comes from a different social class, so you cannot marry the guy. So the woman spent a lot of time trying to convince the folks to let her marry the guy because she really loved the guy. And they were together for 3 years, which is a lot of time for people to be together. So when the folks said no for the last time, what did she do? She went ahead and bought pills and popped pills, and she was trying to commit suicide. Now, the event actually took place in Dubai. And, you know, Dubai laws are kind of, you know, Sharia laws. You cannot try to commit suicide. So she was rushed to the hospital, and right after she was treated, she was locked up. So she's going to be locked up for 6 months because she tried to commit suicide on Dubai soil. Now, I don't understand what's wrong with parents. You know, you meet somebody, you spend a lot of time with, you grow to love him. And now when you want to cement your relationship, your folks be like, you can't do it because they don't come from the same background that you come from. Or maybe they're not the same color as you are. I don't understand why people discriminate against certain people. It's not a wise thing to do. I would not want my kid to do what this girl did. I would go whatever she said. If she says she's in love with a man, even if the man is a thief, I'd be like, just do you, baby. Just do you, because I love you so much and I want you to make informed decisions. But at the same time, I want you to do what you love. You know, so if you're in love with a guy that is 20 years your junior, so long as you guys are adults, if you're in love with, you know, with that kind of man, go for it. You know, I give you my blessings and I want you to go for it full swing, because I know when I deny you, you're not going to be normal. You're not going to be the same. You're not going to have the same potential that you're supposed to have, because I know that I'm denying you your happiness. Now, it's so sad that I'm, you know, that the chick actually tried to commit suicide. It's so sad. But this should be a lesson for all the listeners out there. You know, one day you're going to become a folk. You're going to become a parent. Are you going to let your kid do what they want? Or are you going to stop him and, you know, without having good, just, you know, just justification, you know? You're not going to have, are you going to stop him? We're having good reasons to actually stop him, or you're going to just stop him because you just don't want them to be happy, you know? So anyways, on a more happy story, these guys got married in Saudi Arabia, and, you know, the reception was way good. And apparently some of the people who were having so much fun started firing guns. Now, on a more sad note, when they fired the guns, actually, one of the bullets accidentally hit an electrical cable and it fell down. And as a result, 23 women, including kids, died. This was sometime on Monday. It's a sad story. I don't know why people would bring guns to a wedding. Now, I know weddings are supposed to be celebratory. We're supposed to enjoy ourselves. Like, you're supposed to enjoy yourself to the max. Get drunk. Have sex if you have a lover. You know, just do nice things. You know, wrap it up with whatever you want to do. You're supposed to be happy. You're not supposed to carry guns to weddings. Now, what's wrong with people? Now, I know for the fact that three months ago, Saudi Arabia had banned the shooting of firearms at weddings. But these guys actually wanted to make a celebratory statement, and it ended bad. 23 women died, children died. It's not a nice way to celebrate wedding. Now, I know that actually ruined everything at that wedding. That ruined the mood. I don't understand how the wedding or how the reception would go on after seeing that scene. You know, it's sad. It's a sad story. Folks, when you go to a wedding, just carry nice things. You know, you can carry a bottle of champagne. You can carry flowers. You can put on a nice suit. Just leave the guns at home if you have one, okay? But remember, don't drink and drive. Just go there, have fun, and, you know, you can have a designated driver. And after that, you can go home and just chill. If you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you can just chill with them. If you don't, you can just go home, turn on the TV, and watch soccer. You know, you can watch the Giants if you're a baseball fan. But don't carry guns, because guns kill people. Now, actually, people kill people with guns. But anyway, stay away from guns. And like I said, today we're just talking about interesting surveys that, you know, Yema Baby came across. And I came across this one interesting survey that actually says that the bans on smoking actually have really slashed heart attacks and strokes. So this survey is like the largest survey that has been done in the history of surveys. And the survey found out that hospital admissions for heart attacks fell by 15% and strokes fell by 16%. And those suffering from respiratory diseases such as asthma, the cases fell by 24%. Now, this actually means that governments are supposed to come up with more stringent laws on how to ban smoking in public places, because also the study says something like, if you come into contact with smoke when somebody is smoking, then it actually puts you at more risk also for developing these diseases. So if you're a smoker, just so you know, I said it, the study has said it, that if you don't want to contact heart attacks, if you don't want to get strokes, and if you don't want to contact asthma, just know that the study actually say that. It's not me saying it, it's a study. So while doing it, just know that you're doing it, but at the same time, you've been warned. Right now, you're tuning to Riema Baby right now on Spot On at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Like I said, the show is fun. I know y'all having fun out there. I am having fun in the studio. Do not go anywhere, because when I come back, I'm going to have Bombshell.
Than I say no more. I run to you like a corner store. You need to show some respect and treat me as son. That you honor this love. Now weeble hours when the clock strikes three, you should be at home in bed with me, taking advantage of a real good thing. How long will it take you to see? Sometimes I ask myself, are you crazy to stay here and put up with this pain? You promised me the moon and the stars above, but all I seem to get is rain. But I'm caught up in your whirlwind. I'm
down.
If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. The show is Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. As we move forward with this interesting show, I'm just going to say that I know that a lot of people actually from developed countries think that Africa is way backwards, right? So they think that a lot of women have been kind of stigmatized, discriminated against. They don't have a voice. They cannot actually, like we're so backward. Like, their life or everything that they do is not spotlighted. Now, it's interesting because in France, French ministers sent away this, let me rephrase it because this is just interesting and I don't know how to... I know how to say it, but I'm just getting so excited that it's actually not only happening. Oh, well, I've never had it happening in Africa, but I'm hearing it happening in France. So French male ministers, they sent away a woman MP who is the minister for agriculture. They sent her home because she went to parliament putting on miniskirt. So this is interesting because happening from a developed world that actually educated men, you know, ministers are supposed to be educated. That's why they hold that docket. They're sending away a woman or their minister, agricultural minister, because she put on a miniskirt? Come on, folks. What do y'all think about that? You know, I know that people are supposed to respect the way other people put on. You're supposed to respect. You know, if you don't like it, just shut up. But to send away a minister, a full minister out of parliament because you don't like the way she's dressed. So actually it get more interesting because the government or the president issued a directory to send all those ministers who voted for that motion to send the minister home, all those ministers are going to be subjected to an hour-long course of feminist academics on how to coexist with women out there. So it's interesting because I love that development that the government, actually the president, issued that directory to send all those ministers that were objected or that objected the women, the way the minister put on, to be sent to learn how to respect the way women put on. Now, that is going to be a lesson. And they, I don't think they're going to do that anymore. I don't think they're going to do that, especially because all eyes are on them right now. You know, especially after they come from that course, everybody's going to want to know what they learned. Do they have their manners right? You know, and I think that everything that these people do, it actually sets an example to everybody out there. That if you see a whole minister objecting the way a woman dresses, then what is the general public? How are people going to react? The general public doesn't have a problem with it. Why should a whole minister have a problem with it? And it's actually funny because the former sports minister, which I'm going to withhold her name, she actually said, she came out public and she said that during her time in the parliament, she avoided wearing miniskirts because she feared attracting smarty comments from all the male diplomats. Crazy, crazy. You know, like, it's a shame that this actually happens in the French public and most trusted organ of government, which is the parliament. It should not be happening, but it happened. Shame on them. They should not do it again. And they should learn that, you know, everybody has freedom of expression, freedom of how to put on, and freedom basically just to do what they want, so long as they're not offending anybody. Now, there is moving on to something else. It's an interesting article that, you know, I'm just reading right now about this guy that is on life support. You know, so the family doesn't know if he's going to survive or when the doctor is actually going to pull the switch. So they are thinking of extracting their son's sperms and saving it, you know, for them just to have grandchildren in future. So they are not, you know, they're not sure if the guy is going to make it, but they're saying if he's not going to make it, then they should extract his sperms so that they can save their grandchildren, because that's the only son that they have, and they don't want they don't want him to die without them having grandchildren. What do y'all think about it? Do y'all think that is a smart move? Because I don't know what you think. I'm left shocked. I don't know what to think. You know, I think they are definitely entitled to having grandchildren, but you know, I don't know what y'all folks think out there. Do let me know. As always, you can hit me up on my Facebook fan page. The show is Spot On. Just look it up. You're going to find it. And for y'all guys who are looking for ways to actually prevent stroke, you know, we've discovered that actually avoiding to smoke is one of the ways that you can prevent smoke. But there is another way. You can actually eat more salmon. So salmon actually has these oils that reduces the risk of people having stroke. So having supplements of you know, this fish oil does not work the same way. But actually eating salmon and nalpach can reduce your chances of getting stroke. Now, the study is actually saying that people who eat 2 to 4 servings a week have 6% lower risk of getting stroke. Think about it. And while you're thinking about it, more Celina Johnson, because I love Celina Johnson.
Like you. Cause love grows when the heart knows. The time is all we need. If you make the time for me, we can make it. If we're patient, just give it all you can. I'll lead the way, so baby, take my hand.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
remember that Sunday. Girl, we came a long way. 2 years in July, look at us now, we're engaged. Baby,
just a day for you to make.
Girl, you're my movie star. I'm your leading man, showing mad support.
Ooh. We don't need no extras.
No. Darling, I'ma play my part. Girl, I'll be true to thee as long as you're loving me. Treat you like my treasure piece. Woman, you're my melody. Can I always put you first?
You